Unit 1. Strange and Unusual. Reading 2.
An Insight into the Future. Divination, also called fortune telling, is the attempt to discover future events through unconventional methods. One popular method of divination found in both Eastern and Western culture is palm reading. Through palm reading, a person hopes to find out his or her fate or future circumstances. By looking at the lines on the palm of the hand, a palm reader claims to be able to foretell a person's lifespan, financial success, or marital bliss, among other things. Although there is no proven connection between the lines on the palm of a hand and a person's future, palm reading remains popular, along with other divination practices. Some of these other practices include predicting the future through astrology, analyzing the stars and planets, tassiography, reading tea leaves, or numerology, analyzing numbers. Fortune telling has a long history. Its earliest examples go back to 4000 BCE in Egypt and elsewhere. The divination practiced at that time and for thousands of years after was often engaged by kings and other rulers. Both the ancient Roman and Chinese emperors routinely consulted astrologers and other fortune tellers on important matters. Chinese court astrologers constantly looked for signs that foretold the future, since their predictions could influence the royal court in many ways and give them job security. Divination was used to diagnose illnesses, predict what would happen in battle, interpret dreams, and promote soldiers. One of the main reasons why divination was so important to people in the ancient world is that probably at that time, humans had very little control over the world. Even those in the highest positions were still subject to natural disasters. The causes of such events as plagues or storms were not clearly understood. Divination provided a sort of control over life. If a person could get a glimpse of the future, that person could escape at least a little of the uncertainty that would have worried him or her constantly. A farmer could plan for his future crops, and an emperor could plan for a war with some amount of certainty that a particular outcome was likely. Since divination could not be disproved, and any failure in the prediction could be blamed on the person making the prediction, believing in divination was not difficult for the people in the ancient world. Although unfounded, it is easy to understand that the practice of divination gave people in the ancient world a sense of control over their environment. However, it is a bit less evident why divination practices should still be so popular today. Humans have achieved a great amount of mastery over, if not understanding of, the environment. They are no longer at the total mercy of the natural world. There does not seem to be any need for the practice of divination to give the world a sense of order. Even so, human life is still fragile. People still get sick, hurt themselves, and die. They still suffer from financial and emotional problems and worry about what the future will bring them. One thing that has not changed since ancient times is that the future remains uncertain. Compared to previous ages, humans have a great amount of control over the present period. With all the new technology and advances in science, humans can predict natural disasters, giving some certainty to the future. Nonetheless, the simple fact that we do not know precisely what will happen in the next week, month, or year lends uncertainty to our lives. Since the great majority of modern people desire certainty and security, they may try to find ways to achieve these feelings even when there is no way to reasonably obtain them. Divination, then, in all its forms, fulfills a basic human need, the need to feel secure.